Yes, we do need to increase the coach's salary, but that money has to come from somewhere.
We could cut graduate student funding. After all, that would likely incentivize those students to finish quicker.
Havoc and Polaris! What are you doing here?
And why did you destroy our wall?
Well, University Deans, we were both on X Factor.
As for your first question, we've come to warn you that your, and many other universities, cuts to doctoral student funding put us all in danger.
Your practices and recent tax proposals risk turning graduate study into an activity for only the rich.
We want the brightest to advance in each field, not only those who can independently afford it.
You're going to stop many students from even trying to pursue PhDs.
And those who start but who lack the resources from a spouse or parent to augment their income will often obtain second jobs.
And that leads to a danger more sinister, well, more sinister than even Mr. Sinister. The perpetually ABD student. I mean, the danger is the student staying ABD, not that Mr. Sinister is a perpetual grad student. Although, wait, maybe he is? Yeah, Apocalypse could be his chair. This seems plausible, right?
Anyway, many grad students, after completing their exams, will take time off from their dissertations to build their savings.
Good point, Lorna. And these people tell themselves, I'll come back and write on the side after I've settled into my job, or say, after we've defeated the brood.
Or after I stop being possessed. But they rarely do. This fills them with guilt.
It gets worse. Studies have found that the longer a person remains ABD, the more nonsense they will experience. Like falling in love with your nurse in coma dreams.
Or finding out the man whose robot doppelganger claimed to be your biological father is actually your biological father.
Or becoming the object of a 14-year-old girl's affection because she was meant to be your mutated slave while you were mind-wiped.
Or losing and gaining your powers so much they might as well be a set of keys.
Or falling in love with your brother's wife and dressing super sexily to compliment her underboob. I mean, theoretically.
Or discovering that you're related to anyone whose first name ends with your last name. Yes, right now, thousands of graduate students, maybe even at your university, with the last name of Lee, are in grave peril of being related to every Haley, Billy, and Carly should they remain ABD for too long.
But the spellings are different.
Consider transliteration.
Please, what can we do to stop this horror?
Raise graduate student funding. Give them adequate health coverage.
And support any and all efforts that graduate students make to unionize.
Bye.